Ghosts keep knocking at my door.
And that was two tracks from the latest CD from Delana Gail Bowen. We just heard a new track called Blues Keep Knockin'. And before that, we heard Them Men's. The new CD is called In My Own Words, and it is an anthology of her last 15 years with Quest Records. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you missed something and you want to hear it, or you heard something and you want to hear it again. Just go to ckut.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and then just download it. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware, no nothing. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know your location. We don't need access to your photos or your device or any of that other nonsense. It's just an MP3. Take it and enjoy it at your leisure. I'm going to squeeze in one more here on the new release deck. And that's Val Star and the Blues Rocket. Their new CD came out on the 21st of January. It's called Healing Kind of Blues. It's her sixth all-original blues release following her her top 10 charting 2020 CD, Lighter Side of the Blues. And the songs on the new CD touch on the challenges, advantages, and humor that surround aging and pay tribute to the blues genre and the community that supports it. As in previous CDs, she offers her personal and insightful anecdotes on life and love, and her newest music creation is brought to life by her band, The Blues Rocket, along with a couple of special guests as well. She's got the Canadian keyboardist and powerhouse vocalist, Deborah Power, with her on one tune, and blues fiddle favorite, Elena Katz-Katz, who we just, we played a couple of tracks from her new CD a couple of weeks back. She was raised in Southern California, and she started singing and playing guitar when she was 12. Her earliest musical influence were female singer-songwriters like Carole King and Joni Mitchell, and the bands from the 60s and 70s. Her music business career began in the late 70s, working for record labels like ABC, Chrysalis, and Polygram as an executive assistant. In the early 80s, her focus shifted to radio promotion, and from then on into the late 90s, she had a successful career as an independent radio promoter. In 1983, she married bassist John Ellis, who remains the cornerstone of her band to this day. And at the end of the 80s, the family relocated to the Bay Area. For the next 20 years, John and Val continued to write, record, and perform with local bands in San Francisco. At the start of the new millennium, streaming audio caught her eye, and she witnessed firsthand as an indie radio promoter how hard it was to get records added to the limited airplay slots available on regular radio. So as a result, she started one of the first streaming audio networks, AllRadio.com. Then she went on to launch ChoiceRadio.com and then GotRadio.com, which continues to be a popular global radio network, along with its 38 custom channels, features a 24/7 blues station called Bit O Blues. The new CD is called Healing Kind of Blues. We're going to hear the title track, but and then we'll hear a little bit of blues called Pretty Girl Blues, which features Deborah Power on keyboards in there. But here first is the title track from Val Starr and the Blues Rocket and Healing Kind of Blues.
Survived quite a lot. says that I haven't got. Why do all the pretty girls always get their way? Don't you realize I have just as much to say? I know.
That was Pretty Girl Blues from Val Starr and the Blues Rockin'. And before that, we heard the title track to their latest CD. That was Healing Kind of Blues. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. So for today, the 30th of January, we have a birthday for trumpeter Roy Eldridge, born 1911 in Pittsburgh. Jennifer Magnus, born 1957 down in Detroit. Lightnin' Hopkins, passed away in 1982 in Houston. He was 69 years old. Mads Lipscomb passed away in 1976 at the age of 80. Professor Longhair passed in 1980 at the age of 61. And Ann Rapson passed away back in 2013 at the age of 67. Moving to the 31st, now we have a birthday for Big Time Sarah, born 1953 down in Coldwater, Mississippi. Paul DeLay, great harmonicist, born 1952 in Portland, Oregon. Earlene Lewis, also out of Sapphire, just like Ann Robson, born 1945 in Avenal, California. We have Matt Minglewood, born 1947 in Moncton, New Brunswick. Charlie Musselwhite, born 1944 in Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm taking a wild stab at that one. We have also birthday for Roosevelt the Honey Dripper Sykes, born 1906 in Elmar, Arkansas. Chuck Willis, born 1928 in Atlanta, Georgia. Grant Green, great guitar player, one of my favorites, passed away in 1979. He was only 43 years old. Slim Harpo passed in 1970 at the age of 46.
Let's see. Moving to the 1st of February, birthday for Babyface Leroy, born 1920 in Algoma, Mississippi. Frank Christina, drummer from Roomful of Blues, and for the Fabulous Thunderbirds, born 1951 in Westerly, Rhode Island. Ron Kramer from, he's a member on Blues L, but I'm pretty sure he's a musician as well. Born 1960 in Trenton, New Jersey. Sonny Landreth, born 1951 in Canton, Mississippi. Joshua Redman, tenor saxes, born 1969 in Berkeley, California. And let's see, this is also marks the date of the passing of John Little John. In 1994, he was 62 years old. And we move to the 2nd of February now, a birthday for tenor sax legend Stan Getz, born 1927 down in Philadelphia. Sonny Stitt, born 1924 in Boston. James Blood Ulmer, born 1942 in St. Matthews, South Carolina. It's been said that if Ornette Coleman played guitar, he'd be James Blood Ulmer. And indeed, Ulmer played with him as well. This is also marks the passing of Sam Chapman on the 2nd of February, 1983. He was 84 years old. Herman Johnson, accompaniment to Lazy Lester, passed in 1975. He was 65 years old. Lil Hardin, second wife of Louis Armstrong, born 1898 on the 3rd of February down in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's see, Carl Kerforth from Roomful of Blues, born 1956 in Camden, New Jersey. Johnny Guitar Watson, born 1935 down in Houston, Texas, took his name from the old Joan Crawford movie, Johnny Guitar. And he got that after he moved out to California and he saw that movie. He said, that's me. I'm going to take that name. And I'll tell you, he's been quite an influence as well. People like Larry Williams, who wrote Boney Maroney and Slow Down. He toured with him. He toured with Little Richard. He toured with the Johnny Otis. He guested on albums by Bo Diddley and Frank Zappa, who said that Watson's 3 hours past midnight is what inspired him to pick up the guitar in the first place. His music's been sampled by a bunch of people as well. Redman based his Superman Lover saga on Watson's Superman Lover. Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre borrowed P-Funk's adaptation of Watson's catchphrase, Bow Wow Wow, Yippee-Yo, Yippee-Yay, for Snoop's hit, Who Am I? Watson also played the guitar on the G-Funk remix of Dr. Dre's Grammy Award-winning single, Let Me Ride, in 1993. So, you know, he's been around for a while, and he was influencing people right up to the end. Also, 3rd of February, born Jody Williams, born 1935 in Mobile, Alabama. That's also the 3rd of February was the day the music died. That's the day that the crash took the lives of Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens at Clear Lake, Iowa. And that's... of course, memorialized in the song. And let's see, we'll just, I got a whole long paragraph here, a whole story about it. And there's even still some dispute about what may have caused that crash. I've heard it said that it may be possible Buddy Holly had a gun on the plane, and something may have happened with that too. Who knows? Let's see, moving to the 4th of February, it's the birthday for my brother. Happy birthday, Joey. And also to my old assistant, Sophie. Happy birthday, Sophie. Let's see, other people, though, bluesier people. Paul Burleson from the Johnny Burnett 3, born 1929 in Brownsville, Tennessee. Maybe there's one, I don't know. Rosa Lee Parks, born 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama. Curtis Salgado, we've got a great new CD out. He's born 1954 in Everett, Washington. And a few people passed on the day. Louis Jordan passed in 1975. He was 66 years old. Adolf Sax, the inventor of the saxophone, passed in 1894 at the age of 79. Hal Blaine, the drummer from The Wrecking Crew, you may have caught him in the movie of that title as well. You know, those studio musicians from out west who played on all the hits at the time. Born in 1929 in Holyoke, Massachusetts, I guess. Let's see. Al Cooper, born 1944 in Brooklyn. Memphis Piano Red passed on the 5th of February in 1982. He was 76 years old. Schoolboy Cleve, who partnered up with Lightning Slim on some recordings, passed in 2008. He was 82 years old. And Buddy Scott passed in 1994 at the age of 59. Other events from the week, let's see. It was on this day in 1960 that Otis Spann, Robert Lockwood, Fred Bellow, Luther Tucker, and Willie Dixon got behind Sonny Boy Williamson, the second one, Rice Miller. And they did a tune called The Goat, which I'll be bringing you later on in the show. Let's see, 31st of January 1972, more than 40,000 mourners filed past Mahalia Jackson's open coffin in Chicago's Great Salem Baptist Church. Funeral services were held the next day, 31st also, 1972. I just had that one. Let's see. 1st of February 1949, RCA Victor announced a new 7-inch vinyl record with a large hole in the middle. And within a few years, a new disc, which played at 45 RPM, completely replaced 10-inch 78 RPM records. 1955, on the 1st of February, Nappy Brown recorded four tracks for Savoy Records. He had Don't Be Angry, It's Really You, and that was selected for the new single. With Just a Little Love as a future follow-up, and another track, It's All Yours, remained unreleased. 2nd of February, 1922, Tampa Blue Jazz Band recorded 8 rock blues, Dying with the Blues and Hurry Back Home. They did that for the OK label in New York City. 1926, on the 2nd of February, Sonny Clay's Plantation Orchestra recorded Plantation Blues and Chicago Breakdown. They did that in L.A. for the Vocalion label. 1957, it says here Dale Hawkins recorded Susie Q, but I put a couple of question marks, so I think I got to check that out. 3rd of February 1955, Muddy Waters was joined by Lil Walter, Willie Dixon, Jimmy Rogers, and Francis Clay, and they recorded two new singles for Chess. They did I Want to Be Loved and My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble, and then they also recorded Managed Boy and Young Fashion Ways. They also recorded an LP track that didn't go out as a single called This Pain. It was also the 3rd of February 1928, Chicago's famed Regal Theater opened its doors for the very first time. Let's see, on the 5th of February, 1953, Willie Maybon recorded a song that would eventually make it to number one on the R&B charts. That was I'm Mad. And we've heard that a few times. I'll probably throw it in here again tonight. Let's see, let's start the evening off here with another tune recorded this day back in 1934 on the 30th of January. Here's Charlie Patton and Jersey Bull Blues.
One morning, three midnight and day, while we're upstairs. sister got rubble, mama got the tub. They're going around doing the rub, ain't it crazy? Now ain't it crazy? You know it's crazy to keep on rubbing at that. Down in town with my hat in my hand. Look for a woman, didn't have no man. Well, not crazy. Now when I'm crazy, you know I'm crazy to keep on rubbing at that. Yes, I'm crazy. I know this is what she said. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? You know we're crazy to keep on rubbing at that.
Thank you. I love to love pretty women, any girl who join my party. I love to love pretty women, any girl who join my party. I want to love pretty women, tell them I have turned back. I want women's on my left, women's on my right, women's all day, women's all night. I want to love pretty women, that is a natural fact. To love pretty women, any girl will join my path.
Wonderful, beautiful world, and the wonderful water around the curve, and everything that's in the world. I hops up and marries a glamour girl. I'm mad. You've done me wrong this time, babe. are mad, and you have the nerve to try to be glad. Ask my baby, could she stand to see me cry? She said, yes, I could stand to see you buried alive. I'm mad. You done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Can go down in the bottom of the sea, count the grains of sand, peep through muddy water and spy dry land. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Now everybody wants to know about the clothes. But them fine dresses I've been buying you, you don't wear them no more. Won't be any more washing and hanging upside the wall and throwing them out the window, running out and catching before they fall. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Man.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing off a flow like a river. Blessing off a flow like a river.
Hi, this is Johnny Bergen from Delmark Records in Chicago. You're listening to Cha 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 and Blues, Montreal's longest running blues show on CKUT 90.3. Or CKUT.ca.
Don't touch me, baby. Just leave me alone. 'Cause the way you treat me, yeah, yeah, child, you know that's wrong. I'm leaving, baby, yeah, yeah. Gonna hit that highway back home. When I took you off the street, baby, and I gave you all that I had. When I asked you for some loving, child, you haul off and you get mad. I'm leaving, baby. Yeah, yeah. Gonna hit that highway back home. You don't appreciate nothing that I do. You always talking about you and I are through. You take all my money and take it with so much pride. Baby, you are never satisfied. Yeah, yeah, I'm leaving, baby. cry. Give me my hat, give me my coat, baby, bye, 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 bye. I'm leaving, baby. Yeah, yeah. Gonna hit that highway back home. Get on that highway. Cry now. Give me my hat, give me my coat, baby, bye, 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 bye now. I'm leaving, baby, yeah, yeah. Gonna hit that highway back home.
Outskirts of town, I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, ooh, always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we're gonna move away from here. I don't want no ice man. I'm gonna get me a Frigidaire. When we move way out on the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody. And ride. I'm gonna bring my own groceries, gonna bring them every day. That'll stop that grocery boy and keep him away. When we move way out on the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody, yee-haw, always hanging round. It may seem funny, honey, funny as can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me. You hear? That's why I'm gonna move on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody, yee-haw, always hanging round.
My darling, my darling, stand guess it's you. Baby, it's really you. Darling, 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 let me hold you. Let me kiss you the way I used to do. Night and day, I pray for your return. Now it's you, baby, it's really you. My, if the nights have been endless and cold, and sleep failed to come to pull me, cause my empty arms didn't have you to hold. But today, put an end to all my misery. Come back to me, just like you promised, someday you would do. Can't stop shedding these tears of joy, so that it's you, baby, it's really you. Promise, baby, someday you will do. Can't stop shedding these tears of joy. So that it's you, baby, it's really you.
Thank you. testify a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Curtis Salgado from his latest CD, Damage Control. We heard The Longer That I Live. Before that, Jody Williams, and one of the reasons he left the business for so long, he said everybody was stealing his ideas. That was Lucky Lou. Before that, we heard from Nappy Brown, his 1955 recording of It's Really You. We went back to Louis Jordan before that from his rock and roll CD, and I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town, a 1956 recording produced by none other than Quincy Jones. Johnny Guitar Watson before that, a 1955 recording, Don't Touch Me. And that's got a great cover done by Kim Wilson on his Tiger Man CD. We went to 1953 for Willie Mabon's I'm Mad. And 1960 for Sonny Boy Williamson and The Goat. We had Muddy Waters in there before that with My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble from 1955. Slim Harpo in a 1960 recording, Late Last Night. And 1965, Lightnin' Hopkins, Ain't It Crazy? That was a live one, too, from Hootin' the Blues Live. And we kicked it off with a tune recorded this very day, the 30th of January, back in 1934, Charlie Patton's Jersey Bull Blues. I'm going to leave you here with a tune from Dale Hawkins from 1957. James Burton, the guitar player who provided the classic signature riff for Susie Q. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
The way you talk.
You're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital ZIP Ziplocs, for January the 30th, 2022. That means it's the end of January, end of my birthday month. So thank you again for all the love I've been receiving still. And again, my big fete's going to be postponed to summer 2022. So definitely get out there and support that. Also, in my week, I got to say, I was humbled and blessed to be named a Black Changemaker for 2022. From the CBC. Yes, yes, yes. So I got to big up all the other recipients. KT, my girl, Marlene Jennings, all the ones out there that are making change in life. Even if you didn't get an award for it, if you're making change, that's a positive thing. Got to big yourself up. Again, we are flipping it to now February, the coldest, shortest month. So let's call it Black History Month. But we got an upcoming special with me hosting a two-hour special edition of Montreal Sessions. That's right, on February the 15th and February the 22nd. It's a Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. You get to check me out on some Black History.